It's Beamaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome in, Beamaz and Beamer here on WBEN. Good morning, 9 o'clock, and ready to roll. Joe, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, hey, excited to be here. I think you said it to Sal earlier. It would feel a lot different if that game went another way, but, you know, a little easier to get going this morning, and happy to be spending this Victory Tuesday with you, Brian.
Yeah. We need a supercut, Jimmy, of Joe just every morning saying he's excited to be here. And then we can pick out which times he's lying to our faces.
Never lying. It's never a lie. I am excited to be here. And, you know, a beautiful day outside. It's really just an overall great morning, Brian.
A beautiful day outside. You can enjoy it because you're here.
For another 2 hours, then I'll go enjoy it.
Fun game last night. Awesome stuff. Bills taking care of business. You were out there.
Yes.
You didn't get ready. It was like pouring up in North Tonawanda where I was at around 5 o'clock, 5:30. Like torrential downpour. I've not seen rain that heavy all year long. And it's been a while since it rained that bad. And I was thinking, like, man, what is it like out at the stadium? But it seemed like the stadium was fine.
Yeah, you know, there were some clouds, and I picked up my weather app and saw, you know, 80% chance of rain. But Brian, I noticed that I never changed it from Clarence, New York. So I was overreacting to the rain. When you switched to Orchard Park, you saw, oh, there's only a 30% chance of rain at 4, and then nothing after that. And that 30% chance did not fall. It was perfect. You know, a lot of people thought that we had the rain gear, everything ready. And, you know, not a drop fell, I would say, after 3 o'clock at Orchard Park, New York.
What'd you make? What was the tailgate spread?
We had subs. We got subs. My wife got subs on her way from work. We met in the South Towns, and we had some subs.
That's like your go-to move.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go-to subs.
You're not big on, like, grilling yourself at the
table. Well, if you're there, then I know there's going to be some good grilled food. For me, it's a sub platter. That is a Joe Beamer go-to.
I'm trying to think of, like, what the best spread is for a game, and depending on where you are, for something like last night, because it would have hit, like, right after dinner time. You might have wanted to eat and then enjoy the game, but I don't know. Like, if you have a nice burrito spread going on or something like that at home, that would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Not something you normally think of as, like, tailgate food, but I'm looking at all these pictures yesterday of everyone going crazy. They have all day to be out there and fix up whatever's going on. The setup is not that much of a concern because you have all day to set. Nobody's rushing if you're out there on the lots. And some of the spreads that I was seeing, from the barbecue beef to, you know, your normal sausages and everything else like that. But the stuff that people make in the tailgate now, it's gone to like a new level.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Mexican food spread is something I would never think to make at a tailgate. But it's out there.
Yeah.
You got people doing it. Burrito bar. Outside in the parking lots at a Bills game.
Because you don't only have the grill. You can have the crock pot plugged into the car, Brian. I mean, you could have the whole kitchen going at a tailgate. Also, my mom made a chicken wing dip. Was delicious. And we had a cookie cake, which was also delicious. So, nice little tailgate we had yesterday. Discovered a new game, Brian. Discovered a new game, and I wanted to bring this to your attention. So, these gentlemen are going around the parking lot. We need 3 more people. All right. Well,
gentlemen. Just sorry to interrupt you. Somebody walking around the parking lot at Bill's tailgate, the first time
tuxedo.
Anyone has ever been described as a gentleman.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Were they just in from the Queen's funeral? The gentleman?
So this guy was looking for, they needed 3 more people, and me, my dad, and my brother-in-law were like, let's go. So we get there, and it's nails in a stump.
Okay? You ever played stump before?
Never! I never saw, and you have to.
I can't believe they brought a stump to the parking lot.
Yeah, they do every game. And apparently you have to, you know, twirl the hammer if you want one hit.
Aren't you German?
Yeah.
Through you the never leg. For stump?
No. Awesome. Guess what? I got to the final three. I was very happy with that. Very happy. First time I ever played, I got to the final three. But this is why. Because no one in this group knew who, you know, knew us. We weren't their friends. They're going after each other. So, hey. We stayed until the end. Then someone did defeat us.
Yeah, if you don't know stump is great. Stump, you have a stump. You have nails in the stump. Everyone has their own nail. You have to have a hammer. Goes around the circle. You flip the hammer up. It has to twirl, and you have to, in one movement, you can't catch it and then go. In one movement, twirl it, catch it, hammer somebody's nail.
Yeah, you can't line up the nail.
Because, you know, you miss half the time.
Yes.
Sometimes you get a nice spark off of hitting the nail. If you just hit it just in the right way. But you want to be the last nail standing in the stump. You don't want yours hammered all the way in.
Never play this game. I want to play this game now every tailgate.
That's like an Oktoberfest tradition.
A lot of fun.
That's a commitment to bring the stump to the tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of weight. That's a lot of space in the car. Whoever's responsible for the... I like that planning. All right. You got the dogs. Jimmy, you got the grill. Joe, you're bringing the tree stump. That's a good conversation.
And this guy, you know, after goes, this is the last game we're going to play on this stump. It was last year's stump, but he didn't get around to getting one for this year. But by Pittsburgh, he will be breaking in a new stump.
I can point him in the right direction. I know of a place to get a stump to do that. No, you never played stump before?
No, that was the first time. I had a lot of fun.
It's one of the great, like, backyard. It's a great camping game. It's a, you know, you got to watch out, though. Why twirling hammers.
Yeah, and I was wearing flip-flops.
Of course you were. Twirling hammers, Joe's in flip-flops as people are throwing hammers around in the parking lot of the Bills game.
I only dropped it once, though, so I was pretty happy. I did every time I twirled the hammer, I got an attempt, except for once.
But no, great. Everyone was having a good time. Looked like it on TV. Some of the fans they were showing on TV, grade A, they had late, I think it was in the third quarter, he was like Mr. Violet Beauregard or a member of the Blue Man Group. I don't know what was going on there, but a guy all blue. He wanted to match the team, I'm guessing. All blue body paint, jumping up and down, and there was some jiggle going on there.
Okay.
And he was enjoying himself. I'm afraid to say, well, maybe if you go all blue body paint and you're sitting in the first row, maybe you want to be an internet star, but I think that person's an internet star, much in the way Von Miller's haircut was.
Yes,
in the very first.
Did not see any Von Miller haircuts at the stadium.
That was going to be my next question. How did you know? I can't believe you didn't see one.
I did. I was looking for it. I really thought I'd see at least one.
Give it a couple more weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, next home game is still a couple weeks away.
That's right.
I think, yeah, maybe somebody should be giving those out in the lot.
It's a great idea.
You know how you go around some of the lots at Bills games and you have youth groups or just anyone looking to make a couple bucks handing out hot hands in the cold days? You know, maybe it's just a flag pin, maybe it's a scarf or, you know, stickers. Or
beads are very popular at Bills tailgates.
Yes, anything they're trying to sell. I would be walking around with some battery-powered clippers, Von Miller haircuts, $10.
$10, wow, all right.
$10 triangle.
It's a cheap haircut.
Well, I'm shaving off your head, and you're doing me a favor by letting me give you the haircut.
I bet that's a lot cheaper than what Von Miller paid for.
I'm just saying, like, you could go around. I think you can make a couple bucks before a Bills game.
I mean, no offense, I wouldn't want you doing the Von Miller haircut. I'd like a barber doing it.
Why? What's... You don't think I could do it?
Yeah. Two things.
It's a triangle.
Yeah. I just want a professional.
You want a professional triangle on the back of your
head.
Yes,
yes.
I don't think that exists. I think I could do it just fine.
Also, though, since we've talked about the triangle, I don't think I could do it because I'm not sure if all my hair would grow back. You know how there's bits and pieces the older you get? I'm not sure it's all coming in evenly on top of my head.
You think?
And I have an ugly scalp.
There's only one way to find out.
But yeah, no thank you. I have a very ugly scalp. I have to have hair up here.
I think it would grow back. I'm looking good. I mean, it's you'd have it grow back.
Well, I don't want to find out.
We can leave like the top front if that's what you're worried about.
Oh.
Shave the rest triangle in the back. You'd have like an island, and the point of the triangle would be pointing to the island.
Okay.
It would kind of be like Bermuda and the Bermuda Triangle in the back. You could have something like that going.
All right, I'll think about it.
Yeah, we might have to do it. Someone said he almost took his own eye out, the blue man in the crowd yesterday. That was, I liked it. I am very excited about it. I don't know how much further we can go, but I think we're about to find out when it comes to...
Excitement level?
Excitement level.
Yeah.
If they beat the Dolphins on Sunday, I think it takes it to a whole new level. It's crazy. It's crazy how good the team is and just where everyone else is.
It's something I've not experienced in a long time, and that's going into games expecting the Buffalo Bills to win.
803-0930 to join us here on BMaz and Beamer. Jerry, what are you thinking? You excited, just like all of us?
Oh, yeah. This is just like the early 90s. But yesterday there was a guy giving out haircuts, Von Miller haircuts, in the parking lot.
Wow.
Set up. Yep. Gave out a whole bunch of them.
Smart guy. Smart. Was he charging?
No. He was just sitting on the chair. I mean, he brought all his stuff. It was great.
I like it. I
that
like
is
it.
Dedication.
Jerry, thank you. That is a smart guy. And he's not even trying to make a buck.
No.
Doing it out of pure love of the haircut. I would do that too. I might be able to go around. And somebody else on the text board saying there was a bunch of people walking around with a whole bunch of different shapes cut into the hair. I it's going to be the new hot haircut. I mean, how many more wins like this?
Every win, that haircut gets more and more popular.
I think it's going to be the hot thing. Christmas. Everyone's Christmas card. You know what it's going to be like. You're not going to see the face. You're just going to see the whole family's back of the head.
Turn around.
Von Miller triangles. All right. Anyways, Bill's exciting stuff. And we'll keep it rolling. Sunday is not that far away.
No, it's not.
For Bills and Dolphins. Joe, this story that we talk about kind of ridiculous stuff all the time. And this one might take the cake. New legislation in Albany. Looking to provide some relief to workers who are on their feet all day. They want to pass a bill called the Standing is Tiring Act, or the SIT Act. That's just been introduced in the state legislature. It would require employers to allow employees to sit at work if it doesn't interfere with the nature of their work. And it would task the Department of Labor.
Oh,
because they must not have enough work to do, the Department of Labor. They would get to decide who gets to sit and who has to stand as a job. That's right. So the SIT Act is now being introduced in Albany. I think you could, just the name is Standing is Tiring Act.
Yes.
It sounds like the most whiny thing in the world.
It really doesn't. You know, it says, unless your job, you have to be standing for your job. Well, Brian, I would think that most jobs that people are standing throughout the entire day is a job they have to be standing, correct? Do employers make employees stand?
Oh, yeah.
If it's not necessary?
Oh, yeah. And I fully intend on spending today going through examples. I would rename the act, though. You want to get some more attention, some people behind it? Just name it what it really is. The FAT Act. The FAT.
Oh.
Acronyms, though.
I was going to say, can you come up with?
Full attention. Take a load off. It's the FAT Act, because if we're complaining about standing at work all day when you don't have, I mean, come on. It's not, I mean, what's the big problem here where you have to sit? Now, what are those jobs, Joe, you're mentioning? The number one thing that comes to mind is, well, there's two things that come to mind.
Right.
One is, I'm surprised you didn't bring it up, the security guard, like in Seinfeld, when George gets the security guard.
He needs to be standing.
To sit.
And then he falls asleep and they rob the store.
Yeah. So that's one. I think that guy needs to be standing. But the other is, I'm thinking of like a help desk, or you walk in to a hotel, or, you know, anywhere you would check in. A hotel is basically what I'm thinking of.
Right.
The person behind the desk.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of is what this is aimed as. Is, all right, the person who's behind the desk checking you in, they just want a really tall chair instead of having to stand or be on their feet.
I was going to say, because they would need the tall chair, all these hotels would have to redo their desk.
But how far does it go? How far does it go? A dishwasher. You could technically wash the dishes sitting down. You move a bar stool right there, you can sit down and wash the dishes.
I think that would... Now, this is coming from my long, long time ago experience as a dishwasher. I think that would slow you down. I think sitting down in a work environment, I don't mean in your kitchen, in a work environment where you've got pots and pans in every corner of every sink in the dishwash area, I think sitting down slows you down. I think it's not as productive as the job can be.
I am the opposite. I want the STAND Act to force employers to allow people to stand if they want to. I thought we were going to get standing studios, and I was told that a long time ago.
I'd actually wouldn't mind that.
I would love it. You have a halfsie on the other side of the glass.
Oh, you can stand in there. Yeah, for sure.
You can stand in there if you want. It's like, it's not
Jimmy standing right now.
Fully, I don't know. It's a little bit lower than like fully standing your workstation, what it would be. But you can stand there pretty comfortably. You can't stand here.
No. The microphones don't go high enough.
It's like impossible to stand. I would prefer to stand at work. Or, you know, at least maybe have the option, I guess.
Yeah. Today, not a standing day. But most days, I'd want to stand.
Today is exactly the day I'd want to stand.
Oh, no.
You're awake.
Yeah.
Get you awake. You sit down. You're kind of lulled into some... I feel like I'm not as on top of things when I'm sitting down as when I'm standing up and you're all over the place. On our text board, 803-0930, what are the sitting jobs? I mean, what are you forced to stand for that you don't need to stand for anymore? Maybe it's the same thing at... No, I think they have chairs. I was going to say at will call at the ticket booth.
Yes.
I think they have a chair there,
yeah.
Even though it's like a standing level seat to go at.
You know who's going to go after this? It's going to be the cashiers that don't work at Aldi. Because
that's right.
You know, every other
store... There's the one, right?
Every other store, they're standing. Aldi, they're in a chair.
Aldi, they're sitting down, and you know what?
They're pretty quick.
They're quick about... Now, I think there's other reasons why they're quick. There's no bagging. You don't have to worry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Here, put it all in the cart. Unless it's glass, we are chucking it in the cart, and you're on your way. Here's your receipt. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's the attitude there. I think that is more to do with that than the fact that they're sitting. But I could totally see you're in one of these other places. Like, you know, I see what you're offering me here, but... Aldi over there, they're offering me, you know, it's a dime less an hour, but you get to sit.
There's a nice chair involved.
I might be thinking about taking my talents over there. What do you think about that? I just can't imagine that we're now going to say to the... If the Department of Labor has time to do this, I think we need to lose some positions at the Department of Labor.
No, this is going to actually... They're going to get more positions now because of this.
Oh, the Department of Sitting at the Department of Labor to go through every single job that exists in New York State and say whether or not that is a sit or stand job. What is a sit or a stand job? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer. We'll be right back here on WBEN.
It's BMAS and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Back here, BMAS and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski here, Joe Beamer along with us. I can't believe Joe's here after being at the game yesterday, but he's
right.
Back fully with it and with us here.
I am fully with it.
I would not be. Yeah. If I went to the game last night, you would not be hearing me this morning because...
It's a celebration day. You know, the Bills won big. They're off to a 2-0 start again. The Mets clinched the playoffs. I mean, I'm having a great day, Brian. Just a great celebration day.
How was it getting out of there?
Well, I waited a little bit, so people were flugging out halfway through the third quarter.
I was going to say, it would have to be a little bit easier than normal because people would have been leaving over an extended period of time.
Yes. People, I mean, really, when, I'm forgetting his name now, Lewis for the Titans went in. I mean, people really started making their way to the exits, and if you waited an extra 10 minutes... You actually had a easier time getting out.
It's not that bad. But all right, big win for the Bills. They're back at it on Sunday. We're talking this morning about this new law in Albany. What qualifies and what doesn't? There's, you know, again, I do want to say before we do stuff like this, there's legislation proposed about everything.
Yes.
Right? Like, this doesn't mean that this is going to be a law. But it is always funny to look at what people spend time. Somebody had to spend time drafting this up, writing it to make it make sense, and thinking about it. The SIT Act, or the Standing is Tiring Act, introduced to the state legislature. If passed, it would require employers to allow employees to sit at work if it doesn't interfere with the nature of their work, and it would charge the Department of Labor with deciding who gets to sit and who has to remain standing.
Yeah, and isn't that going to be challenged? I mean, there are going to be, whatever they say, there's going to be pushback. I mean, it's such a thing where the opinion of the person in the department that has to figure out, you can get pushback by someone that says, why do I have to stand? Why does this person have to sit? No one's going to agree on what must be a stand and must be a sit.
But Joe, I might switch jobs to join the Department of Labor the decider of who gets to sit. That type of power, I don't know if I would be able to handle it, to decide who sits and who stands in New York State.
So from your time in McDonald's, is that a must-stand job?
That is a must-stand job. You're on your feet. It is a must-stand in non-slip shoes, Joe. That's very important.
Yes.
You want the non-slip shoes on what can be a slick floor at times. You got to be moving around. However, if you're in, listen, I don't know if this flies anymore. When I worked there, it was basically the rule. We all had to work in the back in the kitchen. And if you were a girl, you worked in the front on the register.
Oh.
We didn't have like any girls in the back doing the burgers, doing the fryers or anything like that. They were all at the register. They could probably sit.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say that the drive-thru windows are sit. And I don't know anyone that's, when I go.
I don't think it is anymore, though, because you're now, like, you're not just the drive-through person anymore. Maybe, like, rush hour at a very busy restaurant.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because there's no counter person anymore either.
Yeah.
You know, I go in there to pick up for my other job, and there's no one, man, because everyone's doing it on the kiosk.
So if you are now a front desk person at a hotel, which I would say this is, like, the only job. This must be the hotel front desk workers who drafted this legislation, because that's the only job I can think of where you're kind of there for the most part, unless you're short-staffed, and you're standing almost 100% of the time.
Right.
I don't think I've really ever seen people sitting and doing this job. But you don't really need to be standing. Like, you probably could sit and do it. It's all right there in front of you at the desk. But if you're short-staffed, you have to run around. Somebody asks for a pillow or something like that. Are you going to turn around to your employer and say, no, I should be sitting this whole time? Like, how does that work?
And I think there's also a difference between, you know, your smaller motel hotels and your big fancy hotels, right? Sometimes at night, it really is just the person at the counter. For me, your example, I would say, you know, you go to some of these hotels and you've got one person working two computers so they can do two check-ins at once. I think it's easier to do standing up than sitting down. Multitasking, standing up. That's just my experience, minimal experience with multitasking.
I think your brain works better standing up.
Yes.
You're alert, you're on your, it's like what they always tell you in sports, you gotta be on your toes.
Yes.
And you're ready for anything. You kind of feel that way. Sitting down, you're just like, all right, you get a little more relaxed. I don't know, what are you doing? Now, all right, the Aldi's cashier.
Yep.
That's what I like, how the person who texted in 8030930, who gets to sit, who gets to stand? No need to get the Department of Labor involved. We'll decide it right here. I like how the person put, who texted us in, the Aldi cashier sits. Cashier, because there's only ever one.
That's right.
There's never no cashiers. It's only ever one.
That's right.
At that store.
Four aisles, one open.
They get to, is that like a huge job perk though? If you are a cashier, if you are at another grocery store, are you like looking through the glass with jealousy at the Aldi cashier who gets to sit all day?
Oh, probably.
I don't. Are you?
Probably. I don't know. But also, I did for 6 months work in a grocery store. But I also think at other stores, at Aldi, that cashier is always there. It's just the one, but they're always there. Other stores, when the lines calm down, you see those cashiers going and doing other things, right? They close their aisle. They're going to, you know, aisle 13 needs to be restocked, or customer service needs another person. Sometimes you see that, like at a Wegmans. I'll see, hey, close your aisle and go help so-and-so out over there.
What's a job that somebody's doing right now that they're complaining they can't sit down? Is it that? Is it just limited to the cashier or somebody behind a desk? I can't imagine that there's offices where you're forced to stand.
No.
I mean, standing office, that is a new thing, though, by the way.
The standing office?
Yeah.
A lot of people do it by choice.
We saw, I don't know where it all went, but we saw them, like, around here. Yeah. I feel like they're all gone.
Yeah, they went home.
But it was like the standing, sitting, you know.
Yeah, where you could bring your desk up.
You
could
raise it. You bring it down. You can, you feel, I don't know. Like you're on top of things more, maybe.
Maybe it's like you said, make you feel more awake.
It's also a posture thing. Isn't like sitting terrible for you?
Yes.
All day?
Yeah, that's why people sit on those balls. You ever see that where someone sit on big like gym ball or whatever?
What if an employer said that to you? Like, all right, you get to sit, but it's going to be on a medicine ball. You no chair. You can sit, but we're giving you the stump from the parking lot. Joe was playing on yesterday.
Yeah, the guy's retiring it, so it's available.
It's now, there you go. It's going to a store.
You know, but there are, and then there are jobs where I've heard people complain. You know, when I worked in retail, there would always be someone that would sit in the back room on the merchandise while they were doing something. I think that's a job, you know, receiving at a retail store or working the floor at a retail store. You got to be on your feet, right? You've got to be able to help a customer. You got to look like you're on top of things, and you would see people like sitting on the display beds.
Somebody's texting in. I don't hear Brian and Joe complaining they can't sit down. Their entire day is sitting down in front of the microphone. I am in the opposite position here.
Brian literally said he wants to stand up.
I'm sitting all day. I want to stand. So that's why it's hard for me to comprehend somebody who's like the other way around.
Yeah.
Who gets to stand, which I would prefer to do, and wants to sit down all day. And the way I'm reading this, too, it is like a sit down through the duration of the job. It's not like a break time, you get to sit down here. This reads as you can do whatever your job is sitting down. You should have the option to sit down for your entire shift at work.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of jobs where you see people standing up and... You know, maybe the hotel clerk, but beside that, Brian, I really can't think of. You know,
someone put about the person at the airport. Hey, we're now boarding flights.
I've seen that person sit down.
They have chairs?
Some of those stands actually have like a little bar stool behind type thing like they have at TSA behind those things.
I didn't know that.
Not all of them, but I've seen people in that position sitting.
Yeah, if you're a cashier somewhere, I can see that, you know, maybe it would be nice to have as an option every now and then. If you put a squishy floor mat down there, that's fine.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
We had those at the Triple B.
But standing, like, I don't know. When did standing become such a burden that we now need legislation in Albany?
Well, we'll see if people agree that it is that burden.
Don't you think this is something that might end up going through?
I mean,
doesn't it sound like something where...
It's getting the attention. Oh, yeah.
You have people who are like, yeah, I mean, why are we making, we're forcing people to stand? What's going on with this? Like,
I can hire 20 of my friends? Yeah.
It just kind of sounds like something that, you know, might go through.
By the way, they do sit in Albany, right? On the floor?
Yeah, they're sitting in their little desks.
If this was, now, do the clerks have to stand? You know, they have their office workers. Do they have to stand when they're on the floor? I'm thinking, is there something in Albany that this is going to be focused around that we're going to hear about? Staff workers of the people in Assembly and State Senate. It was really them.
They
that
were
proposed
the ones who wrote it?
I'm just thinking out loud here, Brian.
If you have your home office, you know, which are you going for? Like, are you sitting at home if you're working from home? Or have you positioned all your stuff so that you can stand? Not everybody probably has that ability to do that. Like, I'm thinking about in my own home. I think I would be forced to still sit at home. I would have to, like, buy something specially to be able to stand.
When I, the few times I hosted from home during the pandemic, I stood for a majority of it, Brian, because I had one of those high, you know, high top kitchen tables.
Okay.
And so I would stand, but I just found that to be more comfortable, as you know, I had three computers in front of me trying to, you know, trying to see everything. And I to your point earlier, I felt actually that I probably did some of my best hosting standing up.
I just, the name is what bothered me. Standing is tiring act. Like,
well, they had to find sit. Had to find sit.
That is the standing is tiring. I mean,
how many,
what are we coming to?
How many of this assembly member's staff worked on this bill, do you think? Like, how many people actually worked on writing this bill?
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
It's got to go through legal.
Yeah.
It's got to hit all the departments. Now, here's the thing. Sitting and standing, what were people doing last night at the stadium?
Lots of standing. Lots of standing until about the people who stayed after the halfway through the third quarter.
The fourth quarter was sitting?
A lot of sitting in the fourth quarter.
I am not a person. This is like my back and forth. I don't like sitting at events, period. Like a Bills game, I know there's a seat there. I am standing for that game.
That seat's not for you to sit. That's on third down. You smack it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sat through enough games when the team wasn't any fun to watch.
Yes.
Like, then I'm sitting down. But when you're in, I'm standing the entire game. But I know people who are, like, pretty upset about that, who will complain about everybody standing.
Luckily,
so they can't see from their seat.
Cool people all around us yesterday that stood most of the game.
But it's one person who can kind of, like, ruin that, right?
One person can make the whole set, well, everyone behind them sit. Right? Because if this person's sitting, no, I'm sorry, everyone in front of them sit. Because they'll complain, hey, I'm sitting.
But see, now, do you budge when that happens?
It depends on the game and the mood that I'm in.
I
do not budge when it's cold, because I don't understand anyone who wants to sit when it's freezing outside. I feel that you are warmer if you are up and jumping up and down.
What about a concert?
I like to stand. I like you said, I like events where I'm singing along at a concert. You know, I went to a few concerts this summer, didn't sit for one.
I stand all the time. I cannot stand sitting down at concerts. I actually did take a seat at a concert I was at this summer for like a little bit of it. And it was, but it was like the vibe of it. You know, I could kick back and enjoy it sitting down just from where I was, you know, far away from the stage. And it was just kind of that thing. But I've been to shows before where, all right, they're coming out on the stage, I'm standing up,
yeah,
I'm going, and I'm not sitting back down. And then you can hear the person behind, like, come on, sit down, you know, what's going on? And my thinking is always...
Is that certain type of concerts, though?
I am not going, like, this wasn't the BPO.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But where you find people complaining that you're standing, do you find it to be a certain type of band that you're seeing, genre?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of white hair in the crowd.
No, classic rock?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not, like, to me, it's just rock. If there's anything, if you can describe it as any type of rock.
It's rock.
And you rock, can stand.
Right.
You should not be complaining about people standing at the show.
Do you know where people are always standing? I think every time I've seen a country concert, always standing. At an arena, at a stadium, at an outdoor venue, always standing the entire show.
I remember seeing McCartney and having like somebody behind, and I don't know if this was like a nudge, like a suggestion, but someone said, either it's either next to me or behind me, it was like, wow, I can't believe you're standing throughout the whole thing. And I'm just,
ooh,
like, well, yeah, like it's a Beatle.
Yeah,
like he's 80 years old and he's standing throughout the whole thing. Like, I What am I doing, like, sitting down here for? Like,
right,
watching it like that? Like, that I came here for the event. It's only, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you can stand. I don't see what the pushback is to that. But I think you get it a lot. I'm always, anytime I'm at a show now where it's a seated venue, that's always going through the back of my head. It's like, all right, you know, who am I'm kind of looking around and doing this and that. Like, is somebody going to get on me for standing up throughout this entire thing? Because I don't want to have to deal with that today.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Phil Collins, he sat the whole show. I stood the whole show.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. Phil Collins sits.
And I'll tell you, everyone that was near me was standing the whole show.
He's like the opposite.
Yes.
Usually, the performer is standing and everyone's sitting. Phil Collins, everyone's standing. He gets to sit down.
Yes, but he did move around a lot.
Is that in the Department of Labor? If I'm making the decision, I would say that you're not allowed to do that.
Well, I mean,
Phil Collins, you're not allowed to do that.
He physically couldn't stand the whole show.
Well, then you can't do the show anymore.
Well, I'm glad that he did do the show, Brian, because I'm glad I got to see Phil Collins.
But I remember Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl broke his leg.
Yes.
And so he had to sit during the show. So they had him on like this guitar throne hover round thing that he was moving all around, like going out to the crowd down a runway, like doing all these crazy things while sitting down. So still making it a kind of show. He was unable to just for a brief period of time. So he had to sit down. Phil Collins, he's got like one of our chairs, right?
Yeah, swivels.
But so it's like an office chair.
Yes.
That you might have.
It might have been a little more comfortable than this from the view of it, but yes.
But it's not like you could buy it at Staples.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that shouldn't be.
Well, I'm glad he did it.
But like still, right? I mean.
I know what you're saying, but.
I don't, like, that's why you asked me about standing room only. For one, like I said, I had no problem. I stand all the time as it is. I can see, there's somebody who just texted in, 803-0930, who said, hey, careful, I pay for a seat. I don't pay for standing room. You're forcing your agenda on others. That's right, my big standing agenda. You know me, I'm a shill for the big stand lobby. It's part of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you are at a game, I'm standing around.
I don't know how, like, last night is a perfect example, you know, especially in that first half, why you'd want to sit. It was so electric. And I just feel like you can't be that energetic, loud into it sitting down. That's just how I feel. Like, standing up, it's, like I said, it was so exciting in that place. I don't know why you would want to sit down. Unless you have to sit down, I understand that. But that was such a electrifying atmosphere.
When there is a newer, nicer seat in a new stadium, do you think that changes?
No. I think as long as those are exciting games and the team's exciting,
I do think part of the reason people stand is because it's bleachers. Like it's not like you're like, yes, finally taking a load off in the cold metal bleacher. I love having the bleachers.
Yeah.
I've said that before, but you're not getting that. And even
put
the
bleachers
seats,
in the new stadium.
Oh, I'm there. I want that to happen. It's not going to happen, but right. I want that to happen. But even the seats down low, I don't think anybody's like, this is the seat I paid. Like you paid to be in the building.
Right. Yeah. You paid for that little spot. And you're going to stand there.
Should there be like a seated section?
Oh.
There's a family section. There's a non-alcohol section.
Right.
Should there be
a sitting only section?
Yeah. Because, all right, I hear everybody on our text board here. Like, that is not everybody can physically stand for
right.
When you're talking about a football game. Basically 4 hours. You get a little halftime break in there, but you're basically standing for the entire time. Should there be a section sitting only?
I wouldn't be opposed to that. I mean,
I don't think that's a bad idea.
There are parts throughout the stadium where people who cannot physically stand have a place to sit and be comfortable.
Which are not great in the current stadium. Like, the current stadium was not built for that. That will be much better in the new one.
Yes. And you know, obviously, all for that. But you mean a section of people who don't want to stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
And not, you know, it's not like a luxury box or anything like that. It's not like it's a more expensive ticket, but you're buying a ticket. It's just like when you buy a ticket in the family section. Like, no alcohol is allowed in this. It says that when you buy the ticket.
Yes.
You buy this ticket in this section. It says you cannot stand in this section.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I think you should call up Terry Pegula and let him know.
I'm not opposed to that, because then you don't run into the situation where you don't want to tee off anyone who's sitting behind you. But
right.
At the same time, like, I'm not going to – if you paid $300 to be there last night and you want to stand and shout – and be loud,
you don't want
enjoy
someone
yourself
that keeps on hitting you on the back,
right?
Yeah,
it kind of works both ways.
Yeah,
sitting room only.
I'm telling you,
we're taking reverse it.
You know, the people playing in the stadium are listening, so you might want to jot that down and give B-Maz a little credit on that.
You have the standing room only where there's no seat. You have the stadium where it's, you know, you do what you want.
Yep,
sitting room only.
Yeah.
One section.
Let's do it.
Put them in the corner. we'll be back here tomorrow. BMS and Beamer on WBEN.